You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Michigan's brewing industry continues to grow and flourish, we're seeing a big jump in growing hops in our state. Consider this. Prior to 2008, Michigan didn't have a commercial hop growing operation, hadn't had one for more than a century, and now we're fourth in the nation. Let's look at the revival of Michigan's hops industry. Rob Serine is here. He's a senior extension educator at Michigan State University. Rob, how are hops used in brewing?
Well, there's two different types of hops and dual-purpose hops. So hops are used in brewing for their bittering aspect and then also for aroma. And you also have dual-purpose hops that can do a little bit of both.
And how far back does commercial hops production go in Michigan?
Well, it's interesting looking at some of the ag census data from the mid-early 1800s. I think around 1865 might have been the heyday in Michigan. We had about 400 acres of hops in the state. Back in that day, most of the hops were grown in New York State. And as they moved kind of west, Michigan picked up a little, and then Wisconsin, and then out to California, and then back up into the Yakima Valley and Willamette Valley.
Why did it die out in Michigan? We had such a long stretch where there was nothing happening.
Hops are grown primarily right now out in the Yakima Valley in the high desert area where they get about 10 inches of precipitation a year, probably more this year because it's been a strange year out there. But so hops can get diseases. Downy mildew is a pretty significant disease that we have to keep an eye on. Powdery mildew is another one. And also back in the day, they had aphids as well that they had to contend with. So I think it was a combination of probably downy mildew and aphids that really kind of caused the industry to look for better ground out west and better growing conditions.
So what kicked it back to life here in Michigan? To the point, I mean, when we're number four among states that produce hops, that's pretty good progress in less than 10 years.
Right. And I can put those numbers into perspective, too. So basically, it's craft beer. The whole craft beer movement has really just kind of kicked off the whole kind of supply side, raw material side, which has been a boon to Michigan growers as they've invested in that industry. While we are number four, I'll also just say that we probably have about 1,200 acres in the ground this year, and Washington State has about 37,000. So, we do like to say we're four, exactly. And then you got Oregon and Idaho with about 7,000 and 5,000. So, yeah, people are taking notice. They do grow really well here. We've got the right soil conditions. We have the right latitude and some folks who are really good farmers and business people willing to make the investment.
And what kind of return might folks get on that investment? What kind of money can people make from growing hops?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Some of them will say we haven't made any money yet. We've been in it for 5 or 6 years. Part of the issue is that the infrastructure costs are pretty steep to get into the industry. So you're talking $12,000 to $15,000 an acre just to get the plants, the infrastructure, the trellis system, the irrigation, and all of that in the ground. And then you have to have the hops transported to a picking facility where the hops are separated from the rest of the vegetative material. And then they have to be dried and then processed as well into pellets for the brewing industry. So there's quite a bit of cost there involved. And, you also have your annual cost as well. So it's really difficult to kind of put one number on, a grower's net profit. But I will tell you, there's more folks investing more money into more acreage in larger facilities in Michigan.
Are we seeing small growers get into this? Is this something that people could do more on an individual level, or does it take a big operation?
Yeah, and again, that's relative too. Some of the larger hop farms out in Yakima are, 500 to a couple thousand acres of hops. Seven or eight years ago, you could start off growing hops and just see if they grew well, test different varieties on a 1 or 2 acre plot, and then maybe expand from there, because there was kind of a novelty with Michigan-grown hops. Nowadays, I think most folks are, if they're starting and they're in it to make money, not just as a passion, I think you'd have to put at least 20 acres in, if not more. Because you only use some of that equipment, 30 days out of the year, and you want to kind of maximize the efficiency of it.
Do Michigan hops wind up in Michigan beers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think probably most of the hops grown in Michigan are used in Michigan beers, but they're also exported to other states and actually around the globe as well, increasingly.
When we talk about Michigan brewers, are we talking about the biggies like, you know, Shorts or Bell's or Founders, or are they going to the smaller operations?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And what we like to make for folks starting up in the industry is, you know, the big guys will buy hundreds of thousands of pounds of hops every year, but they're also getting, you know, with that economies of scale, really probably pretty good prices from folks out west. So they will buy, you know, increasingly I think the quality is improving here, so they're going to be purchasing more and more hops from Michigan. But for the most part, I think the vast majority of hops that are sold in Michigan are going to smaller scale breweries, brew pubs, that sort of thing, where the growers can receive a price premium, provided it's a quality product. And if you think about Bell's or a Founders or a Shorts having to increase the price of their six packs in the store in order to pay double for a Michigan hop, that's probably not going to happen just because competition is increasing. But a brew pub, if you go in, or a tap room or something like that, you know, they can afford to pay more, you know, 50 cents more a pint, increase the price of their pint by a dollar, market it as a Michigan hop, and then kind of everyone wins.
A side of the brewing industry a lot of us never thought of, the hops that are growing in operations around Michigan. Rob Serine, Senior Extension Educator with Michigan State University. Rob, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.